Welcome to Liberate Your Authentic Self with Dr. Andrea Pennington, the prescription for living your life out loud. Tune in daily to get fired up with insight and inspiration for purposeful living, conscious relationships, and soulful success. Dr. Leslie Van Oostenbrugge, welcome to Liberate Your Authentic Self.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm excited too, because you and I have been talking for the last few months or most of this year about all of these revelations that you've had over the last several years. So we know that you are known as the Awakening Dentist. You're really an integrative, holistic dentist. But in this book, Time to Rise, you're not talking so much about dentistry. You're actually talking about the laws of the universe, the law of attraction, and money. So if you'd allow me to, I'd like to start off this interview with what you wrote in your chapter, From Strong to Awesome. Welcome to Liberate Your Authentic Self with Dr. Andrea Pennington, the prescription for living your life out loud. Leslie says, there I was, picking up the pieces, literally, because I had smashed an expensive designer chair against the wall in my new office. Figuratively, because I was desperately trying to repair my emotional and financial situation. Now, when we see you here and we see all of the beautiful posts that you have on Instagram and Facebook, I can't imagine you smashing a chair against the wall. So take us to that point. What was going on in your life?
Well, I'd been a dentist for maybe 13 years, and I decided to leave the former office and decided to go work somewhere else and kind of divorce my colleague. And, you know, I've been doing things from the heart all my life. And but to actually take the step, it takes courage. And I have a lot of courage, and so I did. But on the other hand, I felt kind of sorry for my colleague, and I felt like I have left her behind, and I felt guilty for not doing as she pleased. But anyway, I decided to make the step, and she wasn't very happy with my step. And she dragged me into court, and it costs me a lot of money. And so much money that the bank almost told me I was going to go bankrupt. But here am I, Leslie Van Oostenbrugge, with my heart and my soul into my own business, my dental practice with all my beautiful people. I was telling myself, no way, I'm not going to go broke. But every Monday morning, I go into the office and, you know, asking myself, how am I going to go through this day? I will earn some money today, but all the money will directly go to all these, you know, I have to pay the bills. And then suddenly, one day, like I wrote in Time to Rise, I heard that voice telling me to read. And I've been spiritual all my life. Everybody is, but not everybody recognizes it. And I wish, and I want to everybody to recognize that he or she is spiritual. And, you know, I could tell my mother as a child, I would say, you know, once we are dead, we know the real reason why we've been here on Earth.
Wow.
But now I know better, because it's not only heaven in heaven, but it's also heaven on earth.
Okay, well, you're getting ahead of yourself. Take me back there, though, because you were at this point of, you know, smashing things. You weren't, that doesn't sound like you were completely dialed into your spiritual core. And I can get it, of course. You know, you wanted to take this step and, you know, your former colleague sues you and takes you to court. That's pretty rough. But when you say that voice told you to read what?
Then I at first thought, read what? And then right away came into my mind, I have to read the book my own assistants gave to me 3 years prior to this thought of this voice. I don't know why, I don't know how, you never ask yourself, but you know, just do. So I came home and I ran up the stairs and I grabbed this book. And what I read was amazing. I read, we come from source, we have to love ourselves. And I was like, what? Love ourselves? I didn't do this. So I started to really study this book and really practice. And it turned into an everyday practice of loving myself, loving money. Because money is just it's a gift. It's energy. Money is energy. It's a gift from the universe.
Well, you say that now, but something that you shared in the book was you used to hate money. You used to think that money was evil. And you actually got to a point where you realized your financial situation was really dependent on you and your beliefs. So explain that to me.
Well, because I always thought money was bad, money was evil, only rich people had money, and you know, I really cursed the money. You know, this freaking money, I wish I could drill and fill, I give you a filling and you give me a banana, that would be fine. But then I read in this book, money is energy, and we are energy. And we come from source, and source is energy. And energy attracts energy. Positive energy attracts the positive energy. So I was figuring, wow, if I'm this negative about money, I push away this money.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've learned for myself everything I would do in life, I succeeded in. And this particular money thing, I was like, well, wait a minute. Everything I succeed in, but not in this money thing. So I realized I had to be getting positive about money, to love the money, to, to get positive.
Well, how did you do it? How did you transform your whole relationship and your mindset around money?
By really, you know, when I used to find a penny on the street, I wouldn't pick it up. Or even when I had a penny in my pocket, I would like see it as kind of trash. Would throw it in a trash. And now I was like, oh, I found this penny, and I was like, thank you, universe, for this penny. I would take it home, put it in my wallet, and kind of worship it. Thank you very much. And also, I rearranged my wallet. I took all the receipts out, all the trash out of your wallet. You know, you sometimes have a wallet only with trash and no money in it. I started to put $100 bill, 100 euro bill in, or two pieces of 50. Every time I would go like, oh, I have this money to buy this, to buy this, to buy my food, to buy a pair of pants, you know, and I would get very, very positive. I would pay the bills in the office. I would write on them, thank you very much for rendering me this service, and now I will pay for you. All these things, and I practice it every day, every day, every day.
And what did you notice first? So I bet your whole body, your energy changes when you're in more of a state of gratitude. But what changed in your financial life?
Well, first of all, and You know, also the book said, beware when you get things, say thank you. And I was in my gym class, and after the gym class, somebody had poured me a cup of coffee. I bought this, and then it got cold, this cup of coffee. And then the waiter said, well, let me give you a new cup of coffee because it has gotten cold. And at first I was, well, who am I to deserve this free cup of coffee? But then I was like, now, wait a minute. This is it. I am getting a free cup of coffee. That's one. And second, oh, I deserve this. I deserve to get a free cup of coffee. And then by realizing this, it started. This was my turning point. This was for me that, you know, the universe has your back. By me practicing all this stuff, it now did render me something. This was the first sign that it worked for me.
Okay, so you got a cup of coffee. What else? Anything else like significant in your financial life that you can definitely say happened as this shift occurred?
Yes, and then very much I got, money back from the energy, energy company. You know, I got unexpectable refunds. And then by starting really to love myself, which is another chapter, but please do this first, everybody, please do so. Then it happened to me that I received a gift of $25,000.
Whoa. Now, how did that happen? How'd that come about?
That is because I know a family, a very dear family in the United States. And I, because of my self-love, I kind of invited myself to this family. I had lived with them for 2 years as an au pair. And, you know, I've never asked anybody for money, never asked anybody for help, never loved myself. I was always like, I have to do everything on my own, which is, you know, you don't have to. You don't have to ask people for help. But still I didn't, because of I loved myself and I went to a course in the US. I went to a seminar and I came to her at her house and I was telling myself, okay, please tell Leslie, tell how you want your life to be and not how it was or how it is right now, how you want it to be. So I was starting to tell, okay, my office is doing well. I'm, you know, the kids are fine and blah, blah, blah. And at some point my voice kind of stopped a little. And then she said, she figured out I might have a little financial problem, which, you know, I was getting very far in my story. And then she said, stop it, stop it. I want to help you.
Wow.
And this is, I just got goosebumps all over just because of the fact that I now knew, you know, the universe, it works. The work, it works.
So was this a loan? What was she giving you the money for?
Because I had all these bills still to pay and it was a gift. It was just a gift.
Wow, that's amazing.
It
that's
is.
Amazing. Well, you know, I think it's interesting that you had your sort of awakening and discovering the power of your own energy, your thoughts, your beliefs, and what you say to yourself. So when we get back from the break, I'd love it if you tell me about some of the affirmations you started to say looking in the mirror that really changed your self-love. When we get back.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com. Blitz your news and entertainment network where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Listening to Liberate Your Authentic Self with me, Dr. Andrea Pennington. This show is for heart-centered, soul-conscious, and open-minded people who want to optimize their performance, pleasure, and profits. Check out the live version of this show, where I answer your questions in real time. Visit facebook.com/Dr. Andrea Pennington. It's pretty common for everyone to say, you need to love yourself. If you want good things to happen in your life, you've got to love yourself. But where do you begin? Well, on this show, we explore a whole host of ways that you can liberate and love your authentic self. And my guest today is Leslie van Oostenbrugge. She is an integrative dentist in the Netherlands, also known as the Awakening Dentist. And she's a contributing author to Time to Rise. So Leslie, before we went to the break, we were talking about how your energy shifted as you learned about the laws of the universe, the law of attraction. And one of the things you said that you do, I think you still do it today, but you mentioned in the book that you really had to start practicing affirmations. And you started in one of the hardest ways possible. I know because I've worked with patients who were low in self-love and I had them do mirror meditations where they would recite, mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me what you see. I see greatness deep inside staring back at me. And sometimes my clients would cry. I would cry because it was like they didn't yet believe those words, but there was something deep inside of them that knew that they were true. So tell me about your experience with looking in the mirror and saying positive things to yourself.
Well, I come from a childhood in where I was told, well, who do you think you are? So I started to develop my own belief in I was ugly. I was, you know, who am I? And I cannot do anything, and you know, so until my, I guess, 40th, I still had this belief, you know, I wouldn't go to parties, and I was like, who's waiting for me, you know, and here I am, this dentist and physical therapist who had graduated from with honors, and I was still like, you know, who am I? You know, these patients don't like me. These clients, you know, they think I'm ugly. But then I figured, you know, I have to cut this. I have to, you know, get over this. And I realized, you know, this all comes from parents or grandparents who also come from parents and grandparents with their beliefs and their thoughts. So I figured I have to stop this. So I had heard something about mirror work and Louise Hay. I don't even have her book about the mirror work, but I've heard about it. So I started to do it myself. Every morning at 6 o'clock, I would stand up, you know, turn the lights on and go stand in front of the mirror. And, you know, I love my hair, I love my eyes. And I was like, okay, let me just address the points which I love to make it easy. You know, if you're maybe you don't like your eyes at first, then, you know, don't praise your eyes because you don't believe it. So I was like, I love your hair, Leslie. I love your hair. You have great hair, your eyes, you have beautiful eyes. I would go stand in the mirror doing this every day, every day. Then about my body. I love your hands, Leslie. You have great hands, your arms, your muscular arms. Oh, I love my arms. I go do this for months, maybe 2 months, 3 months. And then I finally thought, oh, yes, I'm awesome. You know, I would walk in the stores and I would see myself in the mirrors. And I was like, yeah, I know, you're awesome. You're good. You know, you can turn this around.
That is awesome. Well, it's hilarious because when I met you recently in London, I was in this little area in the event center, and someone came up to me and said, there's someone here in a gold suit. And I'm thinking, why is that significant? I don't really get it. But then I came out and I saw the gold suit. You can see pictures of this on her website, theawakeningdentist.com. I was like, now there's a person who believes in herself.
Yes. Yes. The golden suit, I love this so much. And because I love myself so much now, I deserve this golden suit. I'm happy. I am me. Finally, I am me. I've missed myself. Now I'm here.
I can imagine. I know how that feels, having gone for 30 plus years not loving myself. When you do finally get to that space of saying, you know what, this is me, and I'm just going to love it. It feels pretty good. Well, how has that changed how you work now in your dentist practice?
I'm less worried about what people think of me. And, you know, and whenever I get tempted to getting thrown back at this, you know, thought, I try to pick up something else. I try to really focus on my client and, you know, make a compliment about him or her. So I'm not focused on myself with a negative belief, negative thought. So I can turn it around. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there's another little turnaround that I think is really significant. You didn't talk much about this in the book, but I know it's in your upcoming book, Drilling Into My Emotions. And I want you to just explain how you came to this understanding about a link between our oral health, our teeth health, what's going on inside the body, and even what might be going on with us spiritually.
Well, because I'm interested in the person around the tooth, around the teeth, I noticed that, you know, more than often people have bleeding gums. And that's not only because many of my clients don't clean very well interdentally in between the teeth. Well, my clients do, of course, because I like to educate in a very nice and happily way.
Yeah.
But gums can bleed because of private situations in your house.
Like what, for example?
Like dealing with, yesterday I had this client, she was dealing with her twins being 15 in their puberty. And she was dealing with her husband, and her marriage is not running as well as she likes. So, you know, I can see this in her gums, bleeding and red, sometimes maybe kind of purple, bluish. And, you know, I have this very special relationship with my clients, so I can sometimes even ask them, how is your life at home? You know, many doctors don't ask this. How is your life at home? They just check, you know, and even dentists, you know, many people ask me, dentist, can you talk in the dental office? Yes, because I give room to talk. And, you know, asking my client this, she immediately started to cry. Yes, I'm dealing at home with this and this and this. So when you come into my office with bleeding gums or toothache and I cannot find the cause, I know there must be a different cause.
And so what do you tell to a person like that who's got stress at home? I mean, for any of us as parents, especially with a kid about to enter puberty, we're all going to have that kind of stress. So if there was nothing like physically wrong or she wasn't like doing bad brushing or flossing, what would you tell her to improve her gums and teeth?
Well, I would ask her whether she has somebody to talk to. You know, I cannot say go see a psychiatrist or go see a psychologist because cannot be this straightforward. Do you know what I mean? As a dentist, you go see a psychiatrist. I can't say that. So I always ask, do you maybe have somebody else to talk to about this? And then mostly they realize they better now see a psychologist, or sometimes I refer them to a healer or an acupuncturist or chiropractor or, you know, somebody outside the dental world, which helps more than often.
Wow. So what do you wish that all of us knew? You know, what insights do you have that you think most people are not aware of, that if we knew it, our lives would be better?
Oh, if you just knew, you come from source. And we are all energy. And love yourself. I mean, this. If you know this and you really, really, really start to practice, you know, you would change within a few months. You know, keep on having the same negative energy and starting to really get positive energies, positive thoughts. I mean, it takes up the same time. So better not waste your time on this negative stuff. You know, waste your time on positive stuff, positive thoughts, and you will create a whole new belief. I wish everybody would know this. You cannot just turn your life around in a week. That's not possible because you've done so many years creating maybe the bad stuff, the crap. And I've turned it around maybe in less than a year.
So it is possible. Well, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Well, you can get some more insights from Leslie at theawakeningdentist.com. She's also on Facebook at The Awakening Dentist. And tell me, Leslie, what has it been for you to step out from, you know, behind that dental chair, now getting onto stages and being a published author in this book, Time to Rise? How has this process been for you this year?
Well, there are no words, but this is radio, so I better have some words. It is again the confirmation of you can change your life. Me from being, you know, behind the walls now or in the closet, coming out and really loving yourself so much that you want to shout it out and you want to tell the world. And because of all my self-love and because you and I have spoken before, and you asked about co-authors, and I was like, oh yes, and now this is the time for me to step in, and I don't regret any split second of it.
Well, I know it's just the beginning of an exciting new phase in your life and your career. So we will look forward to many, many more conversations like this to come. Well, Leslie, thank you again so much for being with us. And thank you for your contribution in this book, Time to Rise. I so appreciate it. And I wish you a fabulous rest of your day.
Thank you very much. And thank you again for being on this show. And I love you dearly.
Love you too, darling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
How do you pick yourself up when life knocks you down? Perseverance, grit, determination, resilience. These words describe natural human qualities which help us bounce back after any type of setback. Illness, loss, betrayal, bankruptcy, divorce, abuse, and trauma. No one is immune to experiencing the tragedies of life at some point. Learning how to use your potential to rise again is what will keep you going. I'm Dr. Andrea Pennington, creator and publisher of Time to Rise. In Time to Rise, 29 inspiring changemakers share their personal stories of transformation to prove that you can reclaim your life, find your purpose, and reemerge as the powerful creator that you are. It can be tempting to think that the people who succeed in life or who recover after major devastating loss are special or somehow endowed with magical powers. The reality is, within you are the very same powers. You have the potential to live a life of meaning and purpose in alignment with your values. You have the right and the power to reclaim wellness, live with vitality, and enjoy real happiness. Get your copy of Time to Rise and enjoy free gifts with your purchase. May this book help you reconnect to who you really are. May you find peace and hope. May you claim this moment as your time to rise. Visit timetorise.me and buy the book anywhere books are sold.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends. With 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new era in talk radio, America Out Loud, providing you with diverse voices, heated discussions, and honest opinions about life, love, politics, health, and well-being. Discover the Out Loud perspective to society and lifestyle, politics, your faith and spirituality, personal development, and living an out loud life. You're listening to Liberate Your Authentic Self with Dr. Andrea Pennington. So welcome again to a special edition of Liberate Your Authentic Self. This is the Ask the Author Time to Rise series, and I'm so excited that I have with me today Mariana Popovich, who has contributed a chapter to Time to Rise called Life is a Journey. Now, Mariana, you seem far too young to have already arrived at the conclusion that we really need to look at life as a journey. So why don't you just start off by telling us why you wanted to share such a personal story in this book?
Hi, everyone. So first of all, why I wanted to share? Because if you look at the bigger picture of me, if you just see me like a young person laughing nonstop, being friendly with everybody, but actually I was not happy. Yes, I'm young. I'm under 34 still in this year. But yes, I had the journey from the age of 27 when actually I got told that I can't get pregnant. All my life I wanted just to be a mom, and then just somebody tells you, oh, I'm so sorry, your AMH hormones, I don't know how to pronounce them, it's really low, and maybe you and Dr. Andrea can help me with it.
Right, it's the anti-Müllerian hormone.
Yeah, when somebody tells you, oh, you know, your dream can't actually come true, it's like somebody literally kill you that moment. And I remember walking out of the hospital thinking, so what's the point then? Why am I here? Like, I always want to be a mom. So everything that I achieved is nothing. So now, and then, yeah, I was carrying on smiling and being friendly and understand everyone. But on the other hand, I wasn't really happy. So it took nearly 8 years to have a baby. So it wasn't easy. It wasn't pleasant. Lots of injections, hormones, different. I had few unsuccessful IVFs. That means losing babies. And it wasn't easy. But finally, when I got my daughter and when I had her, I was just thinking, oh my God, she's actually here. And all the bottles I had in the past, all the operations, injections, hormones, I just forgot. They just disappeared. But then problem was, like, I worked with special education needs students. I love my job. I love my job. I mean, nobody can understand the reward that, I don't know, one of your students with special needs achieve something which is like a goal or target, something that we do every day, like brushing our teeth, washing our face and stuff like this, but they achieve that in a month or two and they're aware of this. Nobody can actually pay you that. But now is, do I want to go back to work and, I don't know, just do what I love, or spend time with this little body? Her name is Tara. And just see her growing, changing, be there for her. And it was just, I was in between. What am I going to do? So I, just maybe a couple of years before I got pregnant, I wanted to have an extra income. And I was thinking how to get extra income while I was studying for a teacher. But then I started doing some network marketing because I live in England. It's a different law than back home in Serbia. So I needed to understand how, you know, to open your own business, what's the law requirement and this and that. I didn't know that. So I had to learn that. So I joined like a network companies to understand what that is and how to have your own business. People just didn't work for me. I was so confused. So then I decided to finish different courses related to business. And I got a mentor as well who showed me how to do stuff. Then everybody was like, how are you going to open your business if you don't have your own products? What are you going to sell? And that is how I came to the affiliate marketing, which basically you are promoting somebody else's product and you get commission out of sale. Or just promoting, basically. It's marketing, but you're promoting somebody else's product. So because I had knowledge on this, and I was always already doing this, I decided to open my own company and be there for Tara nonstop. Yeah, it was crazy. Study, learning about affiliate marketing, trying to get pregnant, working at the same time. I don't know how I've done this. Now when I'm thinking, it's just like crazy.
Exactly. I think when you add all of it together, it seems like, how could you possibly? But I love that, you know, I actually met you and little baby Tara when I was in London several months ago speaking at an event. And I totally get it. You know, when I had my daughter, Sienna, who is now 11 and a half,
and she's an author as well. I love that.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, she's also shared her story along with Mariana in Time to Rise. But when I first had her, I made the same decision as you. I said, I want to be fully present for her, because I also felt like it was kind of this miracle. I didn't have any of the struggles that you went through with all of the IVF that you attempted, but I really value this role as mother. So I love that now what you're doing is, in addition to being fully present, and just like me, you're bringing your baby with you when you go to conferences and such, but I love that you're now focused on helping other moms, or as you call them in London, mums, helping these mums. find out that they can also become an entrepreneur. They can still be fully present for their children, but they can also build a business. And so your focus, you were saying, is on affiliate marketing. So you don't have to worry about a big inventory or buying a bunch of products.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I do 24/7. Actually, the other day we had this conversation. Problem that we all face is most jobs are actually created from 9 to 5. There is no flexi time, because if I have to go back now to work, I have to put my daughter in nursing aid, so somebody else is going to look after her, and she will go from 9 till 2. So I need a job from 9:30 till 2:30. I can't work from 9 to 5, because, and then is she going to be accepted, I don't know, 5 days, 3 days? But then if they accept her only 3 days, what am I going to do other 2 days? It's a struggle for moms to go back to work. Even I know lots of moms would actually like to go back to work. It's just the habit of wake up in the morning, brush your hair, put the makeup. When you're indoor nonstop, you just get a bit lazy. But when you have to go out and socialize with other people, then your mindset is different. So they struggle. So that's why I'm coming. Like, I'm not saying that I'm not going back to work, because I love my job. It's so rewarding. But I want to be here for Tara. And obviously, I need to pay my bills. So with the affiliate marketing actually helped me to have time with my daughter, freedom to work when she's sleeping or when she's just playing next to me. Like yesterday, I had Skype conversation and she was just playing next to me. I can see what she's doing. And so I want to help other, I'm not saying moms, but majority is moms, parents. I want to help other parents to be able to be there for their kids, or I don't know, kids, doesn't really matter. And to actually, they don't have to buy anything. They just need to learn how to find a good product. Some people, they heard about affiliate marketing, but they don't know what to do, what the best products there is. Obviously, there are some tools that you have to have, like you have about SEO page, how you have to obviously have some knowledge of it, or how you're going to collect emails. And there is a way how to do it. It's not just like, oh, let me do affiliate marketing. I'm affiliate marketer now. Let me share this link and that's it. No, it's not like that. It's lots of work to be done. So it's not easy. It's not press one button. No, it's not. It's lots of work. Yeah, sometimes I didn't sleep all night to finish something. And it's work. So, and difference is you don't have a boss on top of your head to tell you, well, oh, you have to do, this is a deadline. You have to push yourself.
And so are you offering courses or mentoring? Or
yes.
How are you helping other people?
I do every month. I have workshops. So it's a 2 hour workshop, usually in central London. I'm trying to stick with the same place nonstop, but sometimes, I don't know, the room is booked, or I have a baby, so I have to organize that as well. So sometimes when I want to have a workshop, it's not possible because somebody pre-booked and stuff. So we have a workshop, usually Central London, every month. I'm trying to do twice a month, and I do mentoring. So people can come on a workshop, see what's affiliate marketing, taste, to understand better. I also give a lot of leads how to start with, promote, what do you need to do. But for anything else, it's a really big subject. So I can't really deliver everything in 2 hours, to be honest. And so that's why I provide mentoring. So whoever would like to know more will have me as mentor, and also a few of my other colleagues. They can jump in as well to help if it's needed. And also we can provide a different, if they need somebody to create a website, for example, and they don't know where to go, we have a trusted person who can actually create a website and stuff like this.
So it's super practical, it sounds like. Like you can really empower them to take action.
Yeah, if they're serious. So I'm not saying that results will be the same for everybody, but I have to say big wow to one of my clients at the moment. She literally finished everything in less than a month. But she was on my neck 24/7, and I loved it. Because she said, I'm off of work now, so I need to get this done now. And she's done. That's it. She's up outside and running, and she's doing her own bits and bobs. Now she can create her own website. I'm really proud of her.
Wow. Well, that's also got to be a very good feeling for you, that you're able to do what you love and you're helping other people. So,
yeah,
I love that. Well, if anyone would like to get information on how Mariana is helping and teaching others, you can visit mumentrepreneur.company. And of course, the links will be in the description for this show. Go to mumentrepreneur.company and you can learn all about what Mariana is doing to help you become an internet marketer and be fully present for your children. So, Mariana, now that you have become a published author in Time to Rise, what's next for you?
What's next? Oh, gosh. I'm thinking about another story, actually. I would like to create... Yes, it's nice to have workshops. It's nice to do mentoring. It's a close connection. But I would like to put my knowledge into the book. So then, because also I receive lots of requests from like a recorded. Luckily, I do have a recorded event, so I've just shared with them. So I would like to put all my knowledge and step by step how to actually do affiliate marketing and start your own business without your own products in the book. So that's the next step. Fingers crossed that I'll be able to finish everything because it's a lot. It's just a lot. And English is not my first language. So I need to really think through it before I actually contact you, Andrea, and say, okay, can you check this for me, please? And see what do I need to change? Can you help me? So that's the next big step. And hopefully... in 6 months' time, I will have a bigger event with other speakers as well. That's the aim. So hopefully we'll see with other speakers with different, because I cannot cover everything. Yeah, there's some stuff that I'm seeking help and I still have a mentor. So it's just not me. Oh, I'm smart. I know everything now, but I don't. I have somebody else as well, who is up to date with something which I need, and I contact this person and tell, oh, please, can you help me? What are the changes? For example, Facebook adverts. The other day, I just opened Facebook to do, I was like, oh my God, they changed something again. I don't have a clue what am I doing now.
Social media, that's like a whole nother story.
Exactly, and that's my main thing as well.
Well, excellent. Well, I love that you're passing on the knowledge and that you can do it both live and in mentoring and classes. So, Mariana, thank you again for sharing your story in this book and in this interview. And again, I invite anyone who'd like to get information on her to visit mumentrepreneur.company. Thank you again, Mariana. I wish you and little Tara much love and joy for this new year.
Thank you so much, and thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it, and we'll be in touch. Can I say this? I love what you do. You're a big inspiration, and thank you so much for letting me be part of this project. I love this. I love connection we have. And all the authors are just amazing and inspiring in their own way, obviously. I love each story. It's really personal. And luckily, I can meet each author. So thanks so much for organizing all this.
Get your copy of Time to Rise and enjoy free gifts with your purchase. Visit timetorise.me and buy the book anywhere books are sold. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Andrea. And did you know? I'm on the radio daily. Visit AmericaOutloud.com to download the Talk Radio app.
I'd like you to meet Dr. Faye Wilson, change agent, ordained minister, and host of Intentional, right here on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Dr. Faye, America Out Loud is all about the vision of the voices. How can one's voice make the ultimate difference?
The messages of this program and others that are on the Out Loud platform are so powerful that are reaching the world with positive messages. Even as a news platform, it is doing news in a different way so that people are actually standing up and paying attention to what's being said. And again, walking away from the table, having these discussions. I have people, let me tell you this quickly, I have people in my prayer group that are now listening to the Out Loud platform, and they're texting me and calling me, go, wow.
We are excited you're here. AmericaOutloud.com. Our commitment is clear: to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Can you look yourself in the mirror and say, I love you, me? If you can look at yourself and feel that you're truly lovable right now, just as you are, wrinkles, warts, and all, then I'm sure you know how wonderful that freedom feels. If you can't imagine saying those four words to yourself, stick with me. A few years ago, when I was facing severe depression, I would never have dreamed that I could say or sing those words and mean them. But now I can. I can say them even on a bad hair day, when I mess up at work or say the wrong thing. And yes, even when the trolls criticize me or my content online. I'm here to tell you that you can have the same empowered feeling of freedom and true self-love. And it won't be difficult either. My new book, I Love You Me, will show you how. In my first TEDx talk in 2014, I outlined the three keys to manifesting your dreams into reality. After my talk, so many people told me how simple yet profound the message was. Then they asked what to do next. In this book, you'll find my answer. I offer it to help you learn who you really are, love who you really are, and live who you really are. The steps that I took on my journey out of depression and anxiety were simple, but the path was a bit convoluted. In retrospect, it seems deceptively obvious. I discovered an internal source of wisdom, peace, and unconditional self-love that continues to nourish my heart and soul. And I hid in the dark for so long that the joy I now feel to be free from depression is what inspires me to offer this process to you with the heartfelt desire that you too will find your inner bliss. Our inner bliss is something we can all create and access, even if at times we don't feel lovable. In these pages, I give you a guide, a five-step framework for creating a stable foundation of real self-love. After years of therapy, trying antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication, practicing the law of attraction, reading self-help books, and attending spiritual or personal development workshops, I had given up on life. To my surprise, the depression completely vanished when I experienced firsthand what philosophers, yogis, and spiritual masters have said for millennia. You are a perfect, whole, divine spiritual being with infinite potential. My aim is to provide you with a simple process for reconnecting to your authentic self and living with more power, passion, and purpose than ever before. I hope that sharing my story shows you that when you listen to and trust the guidance and wisdom from your spirit, your true nature can be allowed to flourish. My passion is to empower you to live authentically with purpose and passion by discovering your unique, authentic self and living in alignment with spirit to become who you really are. I believe this is the way to consciously create a life filled with meaning, power, and fulfillment. This is how you will have an extraordinary impact in the world. And the world desperately needs your authentic, original life expression. We are part of an interconnected living organism, and what you do individually matters to us collectively. Your personality, your character, values, and talents are all unique, and they are essential to the health and well-being of you individually and to the whole of humanity. You truly are a gift to the world. I welcome you to get the book and join a community of conscious people who are also dedicated to bringing more love, joy, and light to the planet. Get the book, I Love You Me, along with special gifts with your purchase. Just visit realself.love. Much love, Dr. Andrea.